Surah Al-A'raf, verses 163 to 171.
And they had hope, so they said, and so perhaps they would fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, act on their advice, and they would rectify themselves. Ayah 165. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. But when the wrongdoers failed to correct themselves, and when they paid no attention to what they were being reminded of, they paid no attention, and they dismissed their admonition. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَا عَنِ السُّوءِ. We saved those two groups who tried to prevent the perpetration of vice. وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And we seized those who did wrong with a dreadful punishment. بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ. With a dreadful punishment. بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. For they had been rebelliously disobedient. What is the punishment? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala describes it. Ayah 166. فَلَمَّا عَتَوْا عَمَّا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. When they were insolent and exceeded the limits concerning that which they had been forbidden from, they continued to fish without, they violated Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's commandment. قُلْنَا لَهُمْ. We said to them, كُونُوا قِرَدَ. Become apes. Be you apes. خَاسِئِينَ. Forever despised. And they remained like apes for 3 days, after which they all perished. So that is one story about a nation of the Banu Israel living by a seaside. Ayah 167. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ. And recall when your Lord declared, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala declared. Look at the punishment forever for the Jews because of their rebellion to the Israelites. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala declared to them through their Anbiya. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ. That on account of their rebellion and extreme mischief of the Jews, he would surely unleash upon them. لَا يَبْعَثَنَّ. He will surely unleash upon them. إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Almost until the day of resurrection, meaning till the end of time. مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Whom would he unleash upon them? Such people who would afflict upon them a terrible suffering. So they would be subjugated, disgraced and despised. And their history shows that this has proven true. They have always been like this. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has always subjugated them and punished them. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْإِقَابِ. Truly your Lord is swift in retribution when he wishes to take anyone to task. وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And surely he is also all-forgiving and most merciful. Ayah 168. وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا. And we divided them into communities on earth. مِنْهُمُ الصَّالِحُونَ. Some of them are righteous. وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Whilst others are otherwise, they are evil and corrupt. وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. And we did not entirely forsake the evil ones too. So we tested them. بِالْحَسَنَاتِ. With favorable conditions. وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. In adverse circumstances. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that perhaps they would return to the right path. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. That being the story of the predecessors in early generations, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, then generations succeeded them from the Israelites, Banu Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, وَرِثُوا الْكِتَابِ. Who inherited the book from their ancestors, the Torah. يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى. They forgot the special favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and they were greedy for the fleeting gains of this world. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى. They grasp the momentary gains of this lowly world at the cost of the truth. And they say, despite doing the wrong thing, they say, سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا. We shall surely be forgiven. Why? We are the chosen people. وَإِنْ يَأْتِهِمْ عَرَضٌ مِثْلُهُ. And if momentary gain similar to that come their way again, يَأْخُذُوهُ. They would grasp it again. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has asked, أَلَمْ يُؤْخَذْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِيثَاقُ الْكِتَابِ. Was a pledge not taken from them, recorded in the book, أَلَّا يَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. That they would say nothing about Allah except the absolute truth. وَدَرَسُوا مَا فِيهِ. And they have studied what is in it. So they are aware of the pledge. But despite that, they consider their crimes to be petty, and they are guaranteed, or they say with guarantee, we are going to be pardoned because we are the favorites of Allah, and this is a fabrication against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So all their efforts are for the life of this dunya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَالدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ. But the life, the abode of the hereafter is far better for those who refrain from such erroneous beliefs and evil actions. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Will you then not understand? وَالَّذِينَ يُمَسِّكُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ. And for those who hold firmly onto the book, the Torah, which the correct teachings of the Torah, which commanded them to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they did so and they do so, wa aqamu salah, and along with their correct beliefs they are steadfast with salah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, inna la nudi'u ajra al-muslihin, we will not deny those who so commit to their reformation of their rewards, we will not deny them. Wa idh nataqna al-jabal, Ayah 171, and recall when we suspended the mountain above them, when the Torah was given to them, 70 people came back from Mount Tur, they still didn't want to follow the Torah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala suspended the mountain above them. Recall when we suspended the mountain above them and threatened them, it was as like a canopy on them, كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ, and they were certain that it was going to fall on them, and we instructed them, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ, take firm hold of and accept what we have given you, the Torah. Because you have asked for the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now you are compelled to follow. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala threatened them in that way. وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ, and remember what is therein, acting upon its commandments, so that you may become Allah-fearing muttaqeen, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واسألهم عن القرية التي كانت حاضرة البحر إذ يعدون في السبت إذ تأتيهم حيتانهم يوم سبتهم شرعا ويوم لا يسبتون لا تأتيهم كذلك نبلوهم بما كانوا يفسقون وإذ قالت أمة منهم لم تعظون قوما الله مهلكهم أو معذبهم عذابا شديدا قالوا معذرة إلى ربكم ولعلهم يتقون فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به أنجينا الذين ينهون عن السوء وأخذنا الذين ظلموا بعذاب بئيس بما كانوا يفسقون فلما عتوا عما نهوا عنه قلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسئين وإذ تأذن ربك ليبعثن عليهم إلى يوم القيامة من يسومهم سوء العذاب إن ربك لسريع العقاب وإنه لغفور رحيم وقطعناهم في الأرض أمما منهم الصالحون ومنهم دون ذلك وبلوناهم بالحسنات والسيئات لعلهم يرجعون فخلف من بعدهم خلف ورثوا الكتاب يأخذون عرض هذا الأدنى ويقولون سيغفر لنا وإن يأتهم عرض مثله يأخذوه ألم يؤخذ عليهم ميثاق الكتاب ألا يقولوا على الله إلا الحق ودرسوا ما فيه والدار الآخرة خير للذين يتقون أفلا تعقلون والذين يمسكون بالكتاب وأقاموا الصلاة إنا لا نضيع أجر المصلحين وإذ نتقنا الجبل فوقهم كأنه ظلة وظنوا أنه واقع بهم خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم.